Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the New Year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving your... Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like, some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like, some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like, some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like, some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the New Year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like, some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the New Year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? Sarge Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family. I hope you got some good presents. I hope you had a special time celebrating the Savior, avoided being sick, or at least got over it quickly. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. How are we doing? Have we given up yet? Did you guys see the meme that was going around? It was like, congratulations to those of you who've already decided to wait until Monday to start your New Year's resolution. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that was me, right? It's okay. We've all been there. It's okay. Hope your New Year's resolutions are going well. Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm excited to be here back with you guys, and I'm excited to get back into the book of Luke. And so if you're new here, or maybe you've been here kind of the last couple months, you're kind of new, we actually were going through the book of Luke, and then we took a break to celebrate Advent and the Christmas season. And so we're going to be jumping back into where we left off in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 6 today. And so just kind of a reminder, I know that most of you probably went home and were studying Luke to get a refresher, to catch up, so you'd be ready for today. But just a reminder, Jesus was actually finishing up a sermon. And so where we left off in chapter 6, he was giving a sermon that's very similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, Luke tells us actually that Jesus was standing on a level ground or a plane when he's giving this sermon. So it's we don't think it's the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount. Some people actually call it the Sermon on the Plain, right? The lesser known sermon, right? And so the Sermon on the Plain doesn't sound as good as the Sermon on the Mount, does it? But it's still a very good sermon. And so Jesus is wrapping this thing up, and if you go back and remember, he had been talking about really easy topics like loving our enemies. Really easy topics like not being judgmental. Really easy topics like questioning and telling, having us examine the thing that we treasure most. Where do we place our treasure in most? He talked about forgiveness and idolatry and the Beatitudes. And it was just a really easy sermon. No problems at all, right? Easy to follow, right? Wasn't counterintuitive to our human nature at all, right? Give us the hard stuff, Jesus, right? But no, as he kind of walks through this sermon, he's gone through all these things, loving. Well, good morning, River Church. How we doing? Happy New Year, everybody. We having a good New Year? I didn't get a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year last year. I was actually at home, last week, I was actually at home with sick kiddos. So Ryan had already been scheduled to preach for me. Katie was leading worship, and so I got to stay home with the kiddos, but we had a good time. We missed you guys, though. So I hope that the new year is treating you well. Wow. Excuse me. Let me drink this. I hope that the new year is treating you well. I hope you already haven't given up on 2023. We doing okay? Like, some of you guys are like, here we go again, right? Here we go again. Guys, it's okay. It's 2023. This is our Jordan year, guys. If you know what that means, you know it's going to be a good year, okay? It's our Jordan year, okay? But no, I hope you had a good Christmas with your family.